Hi, I'm Nicky Christensen, also known as Coach Nicky. I'm the creator of flowerhub.com.au and also the business coach behind the Coach Nicky brand. Welcome to the Flower Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Flower Podcast. I'm Mal West. I'm talking today with Nicky Christensen, the creator of Flower Hub. Hi, Nicky, and welcome.
G'day, Mal. How are you?
I'm doing quite well. Now, a topic that is out and about at the moment is country of origin labelling.
Yep.
Now, it's a bit of a hot topic. Can you give us your take on it and what can be done?
Yeah, it is a really hot topic for the industry right now. And it's one that I highlighted about a year ago in our planning, because I was thinking there's got to come a stage where local farmers have always agitated against imported products. They've always been against that it's not clearly identifiable where a product comes from. So when it ends up on the wholesaler sales floor, the customer, which is normally a florist, is not able to easily ascertain, is this local or is this imported? Buyers normally, if they know their products, can pick an imported product over a local product, but it's just part of the whole, they want to see it from vertically integrated from production to sale. The grower doesn't want to lose control in the middle through the wholesaler network.
And of course, in the marketplace at the moment, consumers are very conscious of where products are coming from.
Yeah, exactly right. The timing's right. You've got to do something when the timing's right. And the timing is right now for this country of origin labelling for flowers. Now, food does it, but flowers don't do it. And there's a big push on for it. So what we've done is we've identified that there is definitely some benefits to country of origin labelling. We can't go and do it on the actual product because there's too many different suppliers with incoming products.
Yep.
But what we can control is our online platform. So about a year ago, I highlighted to the dev team and said, hey, wouldn't it be cool if we put country of origin flags on every tile that was sold on the platform? They said, absolutely. It's something we can put in the dev plan and we'll get to it when we get to it. Well, that's bubbled up to the surface. And in really great news, and as a first in Australia, Flower Hub now has a country of origin flag on every single product listing on the website.
So the Flower Hub has listened to the growers.
Yeah, that's
right. The Australian growers.
That's right. I mean, in the past, I've said as the industry, because this has been, it's very parochial. So you've had a lot of Australian flower growers really bash the imported products, and you've ruined our industry, and there's a lot of sides to this, and they feel very passionate about it. And all sides are right. There's no right or wrong. It's like, yes, that's true. Imported products have driven down demand for local products, etc. That some of the home truths on where we can't produce enough local products now because there aren't enough suppliers and growers around, partly because a lot of them sold out to real estate value on farms. Remember all the farms around Brisbane? They've all been carved up into townhouses and houses, plus the kids coming through didn't want to work as hard as mum and dad. But a lot of people still blame the imported market as ruining the local Australian market. That's oversimplifying it by blaming the imports that have ruined the Australian market, but it does actually keep prices in some cases down for imported. But you know what, Mel? The converse is also true. Imported products actually highlight sometimes the quality is much better on an Australian-grown product, and it does highlight that an Australian-grown product can command a higher price. So case in point is Grandiflora roses can command a higher price. They're the biggest rose grower in Australia, one of the best ones, versus the imported product. So you get a Grandiflora rose, an imported product, because of the varieties they've gone into, they've had to work out what varieties sell, go heavily into those varieties. They're not varieties easily grown by the overseas growers. They don't survive the import process very well. They've had to really look at their business, and they've then moved their business towards how they can make a profitable, sustainable future. So that's just a smart operator.
Yeah, the flower growers are very similar to a lot of industries, Australian made.
Absolutely.
It's quality.
Yeah, and I mean, who wouldn't want Australian made? I'm a proud Aussie, right? Like, I love Australian grain. I mean, the first step in this country of origin labelling that we did straight away 9 months ago, in the search box, we actually put search for only Australian flowers with the Australian flag. I mean, that's easy because you can screen all the imports. But the next layer under that was, okay, actually attributing each individual country flag where every product comes from.
Yep.
That's a little bit more difficult because there's over 15 countries that it comes from.
Yeah.
And you are talking roughly about 30% of the products. So.
And the beauty of what you're talking about is, as a customer, I'm on your website, I'm online, I see the flag, I know the country.
Yeah, and I've got no problem about that.
Straight away.
I love empowering the buyer.
Yeah.
I've said in the past openly before, it's not about what we think, it's about what rings the till. Because at the end of the day, people are going to vote with their dollar.
Yeah.
So, but that's what the growers are saying. They want to educate the buyers in the middle, and they don't want that all disappearing. But here's the problem. Even if we can, now, by the way, there's a really good Australian grown brand. It's owned by the New South Wales Flower Growers Group. We've got a local grower here in Brisbane, Boylan Blooms, who grows fantastic crizzies up in Mount Tambourine. He uses that sleeve and that branding. It's fantastic. We all feel really good when it comes through the supply chain. It's like, yeah, Aussie grown yeah. crizzies, right? Because crizzies come from overseas quite a bit as well.
Okay.
Now, he's decided to go that way and brand it, and it is a fantastic thing to do. But it's that branding of Australian grown only stays on that product until it goes into somebody's store where that sleeve comes off. And guess what? Now it's a naked bunch of flowers again.
Yeah.
So it's not the silver bullet. It's not like the magic solution to lagging sales or driving the price differential from Aussie grown to imported. But I can see why people are so caught up in this. So that's why we've done our bit at Flower Hub. We see our bit and our job to help promote the knowledge in the industry and to make sure people know what they're buying. And by simply putting an Australian flag or a country's flag on the product and where it comes from, I feel like we're living that mission, and it just makes it easier.
And of course, what you're doing at the Flower Hub helps the local growers stand out from the imported products as well.
Yeah, and that's got to be good, right? If it's easy, ascertainable, and you've got a choice, you've got two products, and if you can choose Australian grown or if you can choose Vietnamese grown or Malaysian grown or whatever overseas country it is, I think it will make the buyer think twice and then look at it and go pricing, because buyers are fickle. It's about price and it's about quality, but they'll look at that and they'll be able to make a better decision. So country of origin labelling is critically important at the sale point, the point of sale.
Yes.
I think it's less important having it on the product on the sleeve. For me, it's about where's the transaction done. That's where you need to invade the minds of the buyer and capture their hearts and minds right there when they're about to transact. Now, again, Flower Hub is one of the only online flower markets in Australia. So we are leading the way. We're a bit weird still because we're full tech. So the traditional wholesale will catch up. So I can understand why everyone's pushing for on-product labelling. And I think that will come. The Minister Littleproud is considering at the moment. I think he's talking about putting it back to industry on a, they've got to do it themselves, which again, you can't leave it up to industry to self-regulate because it just never works in any industry that self-regulation's in that I've seen, right?
Yes, that's true.
But I'm hoping legislation will come down because again, importing has been cleaned up a little bit from what it was. I mean, there's a licensing system now for importers. There's still higher levels of pest detection than what they would like. But like they constantly have talked about for the last 3 years, they want more than one point of failure in that biosecurity import process. The DEWA department is all over it. They've put in protocols. Yes, the numbers are not to where they want to be, but their mission was never to eradicate. It was just simply to minimise those numbers. So all of this forms part of the conversation around country of origin labelling, because it's also about biosecurity, because our farmers are very passionate about don't let white spot come in like it did in prawns and the canker all the other thrips. So I totally get why this is such a hot topic, but I've always taken a much more commercial approach to this argument. Proud Australian, number one, but number two, it's got to ring the till. And whatever rings the till, I'm interested in because I'm there for a commercial reason. But if we can find a balance where we help promote the local Aussie farmers at the point where the people make the purchase, happy days, everyone's empowered.
Well, you talk about the balance. The balance is, as you said, from the grower to yourselves as well as the florists.
Yep.
And at the end of the day, if you can get that balance and you can get the information to the key people in those areas, the public, Joe Blow public, who come in and buy the flowers from the florist are going to benefit.
Absolutely. And they're proud of that too, because again, the businesses that are winning right now, the businesses that are able to tell a story, and the consumers are quite smart. So the whole shop local movement, I feel like it's got a lot of traction, especially through COVID. And if you talk to a consumer about products, you take some time to discuss where products come from, they are deeply interested if they have a local option.
Yeah.
And every proud Aussie is the same.
More now than ever, people are looking at where this comes from and the option. Is there an Australian equivalent? Is there, you know, an option for them to take the Aussie way?
That's right. And it is confronting because if you look at floral accessories, right, like pots, wire, parafilm oasis. I mean, there's Chinese flags everywhere on that section of the website because that's where all those products are produced in China.
Yeah.
So how good is China? Because it is all produced there. So well done. But I mean, we were naturally going, oh, there's a lot of, you know, overseas countries' flags showing up here in this because we've got subheadings for products.
Yeah.
But that's just, you know what? That's reality. So deal with it. Like that's the reality of where it's come from. And you walk into a big W, everything's got made in China written on the bottom of it. So it's like, we're just putting it out the front now. It's sort of like the spotlight's gone on and we're saying, hey, here's where it's grown, make a decision if you want to buy it.
You can now make a more informed decision.
That's what it's about. It's about informing and making sure the buyers are armed with the right amount of information.
And, of course, so people can contact the Flower Hub if they have any questions.
Yeah, they sure can. I mean, our team, now, again, we're a little bit different. We don't answer the telephone, Mel. We do everything online because we're Australia's largest online flower market. So we also do customer support and service online. So if you use the Facebook chat mechanism and look for us, Flower Hub, AUS, or you can go to m.me/flowerhubAUS and that'll get you to our messenger. So it's available on our website, flowerhub.com.au. There's a little chat button. You hit that there and your chat will be answered within 3 minutes by our fantastic customer success team.
And you've done a great job. Nikki Christensen, thank you for your time today and having a chat with us about that very hot topic when it comes to about country of origin labelling for the florist industry.
Thanks, Mel. Pleasure to be here.